Hey, welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. It's a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. You know that, Nikki?
I didn't know that. I wish someone had told me.
Well, that's where you can find all your favorite podcasts, don't you know?
And you can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
No, it is the best.
That's right, Steve.
I like it better than my wife.
Excuse me?
But that's not hard. Cue laugh track, please.
Cue intro.
Please.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You with Nikki. And go ahead.
Oh, can I go now?
You can say it.
Steve, hi.
Oh, wow. There you go. You did it.
Thank you.
Today, we are talking about all the shit they don't tell you about sex with who I thought was the perfect candidate to talk about this with. And that is Tim Della Ghetto.
Hi.
What's up?
How's
fellow,
it going?
YouTuber, rapper, actor.
Sex master.
Wild and Out cast member.
Sex master, Wild and Out cast member.
Sex master.
Thanks. Thanks for my intro. Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah.
I like you guys, so I'm thankful that you called me for your podcast.
We're so thankful to have you here.
We've known you forever, man.
We've known Tim a long ass time.
Good to see you. Always
pleasure. A long ass.
Yeah, good old Maker days.
Yeah,
know?
Buddy.
You know?
Yeah, that is where I met you, before it was called Maker Studios.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, and now it's not anymore.
It's not a thing anymore.
It's not even there, right? They got totally absorbed by Disney, right?
Everything's gone.
Not only is it not a thing anymore, but if you talk about Maker Studios, nobody knows what that is anymore.
Isn't
like
that
it
wild?
Used to be like, you know, Maker Studios, and they're like, now they're like, what?
They're like, what is that?
You know, it's annoying just to not even like to not get into it, but to get into it really quick.
Yeah,
I didn't even find out that they changed the name. I found out from a full screen person. Like, I was at full screen doing Going Raw, and some guy that used to work at Maker, he's like, hey, so crazy, right? Disney Digital. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, it's not Maker anymore. I was like, what? Immediately, I was still at Maker at this point. So I'm like emailing people like, hey, you guys can't even tell me that the whole company changed his name?
Oh, they were on autopilot.
They all left.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast the digital world moves. Like, 5 years is an entire lifetime of a company.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a whole podcast on Maker, man. The Maker days were wild.
I know. We really could.
That was crazy.
But
I
want to
do a
tell-all
book in a way.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever signed an NDA.
That was a really great segue that Tim said.
I want to talk about Maker right now.
On to the sex.
Oh, Maker jizz.
There
now.
You go.
That's
hell
what
yeah,
we're
taught
here for.
Maker, I hardly know her.
What does that
if
mean?
You. It is, no, never mind. It just
okay,
goes over
bad.
Your head. If you could go back in time, what's like the first thing you would tell yourself about sex? Like young Tim, what are you, 8 before you had sex?
Yeah, no, 10? actually, I didn't lose it until I was 18 after high school.
Oh my gosh.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Until you were legally allowed to have
until
sex?
Until I was legally allowed to have sex.
Those are the ones that go crazy.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You know, because I was ready. I just wanted to for a long time. I definitely had that, like, American Pie mentality of, like, yo, senior year. This is the year I gotta do it, you know?
Wrong.
Yeah, or I'm not a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And it didn't even happen until after high school. And it's funny because people that knew me in high school, because I was like, yeah, you know, I was like a popular kid or whatever. When they found out, they were like shocked. Like everybody couldn't believe whenever I said I was a virgin. One girl like broke up with me because I was a virgin.
What?
Holy hell.
In
like
high school?
That happened to you?
Yo, dude, I'm like 90% sure that's why. So
to me, that only happens in movies.
I know.
No, it's a real thing. There was this girl who I had a crush on. We used to flirt a lot. She was a senior. I was a junior. And then I asked her to be my girlfriend. And apparently
I always love that conversation. Will you be my girlfriend?
I always tried to do the I tried to be cool, and I was like, so like, you want to be my girlfriend or what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
what?
Really cool.
WT.
Like,
WUT.
So what's up? What's good?
But, that's good. That's better.
And what happened was, apparently she was like, I didn't know this, but all this, because she was a senior, I was a junior, right? So as soon as like the seniors saw me holding hands with her, everyone was like, yo, you're with her? Don't you know, like, she does this and this and that? Like, apparently she had a reputation, you know?
Sexually. Oh.
But anyways, I didn't care. You know, I thought she was cute, you know, and she was fun. So we're hanging out, and she found out. She was like, oh, so how do you like to – I think she was kind of asking me some dirty questions. And I was like, actually, you know, I kind of thought you could help me with that because I'm actually a virgin. And she was like double-taked and, like, was like, what? Couldn't believe it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then she just kind of – I kind of could see her, like, just thinking in her mind, like, oh, shit. You know, like, what am I – what is this? What am I going to do with this, you know? And then literally – like the next day or two, she wrote me a long ass letter saying that I talked to my
mom.
Like a handwritten letter saying, oh my God, you know what? Like, I talked to my mom and we talked about how I'm going to college after this year and maybe it wouldn't be best to get into a relationship right now. And I was like, yo, that's some bullshit.
Because you talked to her mom about how you couldn't fuck yet. Yeah, and her mom's like, you got to dump him.
Yeah, totally. She's like, oh no, no amateur dick for you, honey.
Yeah, you got to get someone who knows what they're doing in there.
Dude, I would jump on a virgin dick because it's clean.
True.
There you go. And also, you get to be the one to
Nikki's always an optimist.
You get to be the one to teach them. I think that's fun.
Steve was
a virgin.
I was a virgin.
Just kidding.
I was 26, and I was a virgin.
I know a couple that when she married her husband, he was a virgin.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and she was telling me.
Did they get married at like 19, or was it like later on?
Dude, no, they were like 20-something. And I remember her being like, yeah, it was a rough start, but, you know, we're fine now. Mm. You know, she just kind of had to just like mold him into it, I guess.
Wow.
I don't know if I could – I don't know. I always get worried about – the whole, like, we haven't had sex yet, and we're getting married now. Like, that scares me.
Yeah.
I know that happens to some people. No judgment, man. But it scares me for me personally, because now I know what I like and shit.
Because how do you
exactly.
know? And also, there's a huge part of chemistry mm-hmm. is sex, you know? And knowing, if, like, you're supposed to be together. Like, biologically, there's a chemical in you that gets emitted when you have sex. Mm-hmm. And
I can tell you about that chemical.
And, like, sometimes it's not compatible with yours. Like, I had this one dude that I dated, mm-hmm. and he had this smell that was like sour milk.
Ugh.
Yeah.
All the time?
Resting?
No, but only after we had sex.
Ugh.
And so he was very good looking. He was fine, like whatever. I knew he wasn't the one. I never said I love you or anything like that. But I thought he was attractive. But after we had sex, he would smell like this sour milk. And I found out that if you're not supposed to be with someone or mate with them, there could be like even a gene that like you guys are kind of related in like ancestry that prevents you from mating because so they emit it emits this smell that if another girl were to have sex with him, she might not smell that sour milk smell.
I mean, all this stuff about like I believe all that stuff about like pheromones and stuff like certain people
pheromones.
Are just attracted to different people's scents. You mm-hmm. know, I knew a girl who I used to mess with her and she would like. She enjoyed like my like just me being musty a little bit. Like if we were about to like have sex that day, she would say, "Hey, okay, don't shower before I come over." She's like, "I want you to be kind of just have my throughout the day scent on me." You know what I'm saying? And she would like sniff my armpits and love it. Like,
whoa.
On some like she would like she would we would be laying there and
like
she'd go,
smell
she
would your
go
feet.
Like just and just
whoa.
Yeah and like it, dude. And to take it another step, I knew a girl who she was like allergic to everything, allergic to gluten, allergic to all types of shit. And she was dating a guy. She's like, I think I'm allergic to his semen. Whenever it touched me or we would have sex, like, and like, you know, he would bust at me or whatever, she would get a reaction.
Oh, she just had gonorrhea. He just had gonorrhea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's common.
It was just dirty.
He had grade A syphilis. Yeah, exactly. Wow,
so it was
man.
Just that guy's though.
It was just that guy.
So tell me about that girl. So the girl who liked your smell, was she – please tell me she was also freaky.
She was,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. Because if she's like that and she's going like like into your armpits and shit, like let me smell it and shit. And then you're like, oh, let's do some shit. And she's like, missionary only, please. Like that would be so disappointing.
right. She's like, ew, head, no, gross.
Right.
I'm not
she's
touching
like,
that
I don't
thing.
Suck dick.
Yeah.
No
so
thanks.
when you did lose your virginity, was there anything weird about sex that you weren't prepared for?
I mean, I wasn't prepared for how fast I jizzed. I mean, I feel like in my head, I knew it was going to go down like that.
Yeah, because if you
know.
Were watching American Pie.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the running joke, right?
Yeah.
When, like, every guy that loses their virginity, they come super fast. But it's like, I didn't know it was going to be that fast, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like it just hits you out of nowhere. And it's like, and
it
for me.
It hit her out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it almost did. Well, here's what was messed up is because I, you know, and because, you know, when it's your first time, there's so much shit running through your brain, right? It's like, oh my God, what do I do now? Do I pull out? Like, if I pull out, do I come on her? Do I jizz into? Like, what do I do? You
mm-hmm.
know? And so for me, I had been trying. Like, we were kind of talking, and then we weren't talking, and then so finally, I was hanging out with this girl, and I was like, okay, my God, we're about to have sex. I it's going down, and then I feel myself about to come, and I'm like, yo, in my head, I'm like, what do I do? You know? And then so I'm like, last minute, I pulled out. But in my heart, I felt like I might have, on the first initial, like, jizz, I might have gotten a little either on her or in her. And I was like, hey, I think I think I might have, like, came in you a little bit. And she was like, oh, so what do we do? And I'm like, I don't know. A morning after pill, I guess. So I
had to, like, let's go ride the roller coasters.
let's go get a sandwich.
Right.
And then so, like, I called Rite Aid and found the local one that had the morning after pill. And then we had to go through that. And then I had to call in late to work at Foot Locker. And just, like, damn. It was the whole ordeal.
I was so paranoid back then about about getting pregnant. That was, like, my number one fear about sex was getting pregnant. I guess I didn't really think of the diseases since the guy I was with, we were both virgins, so it was whatever. But I was on birth control, and we used condoms, and I used spermicide lube.
kept your panties
and
on.
And he pulled out. Like, everything was like, there's not a chance that the sperm is going to get to this egg.
I was in a movie theater.
That was when you lost your virginity?
Yep.
Yeah.
The movie was X-Men 2, X-Men United.
Wait, was she on top of you?
She was on top of me.
That's such it a was, weird way to lose
The house
virginity.
Was packed. A packed house. How we did it, I'll never know.
Is this a real story?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
I was on the floor. We're on the floor. It was like prom, whatever the fuck, because I went to so many proms, I don't even remember which one it was.
Yeah.
And it was a really weird experience.
Ew, I've seen what? So many cockroaches on movie theater
floors. Oh, dude, it was disgusting on the floor, but she didn't have to be on the floor.
It was on the floor of a movie
Absolutely.
Theater?
Absolutely, in a packed house, yeah.
What?
X-Men 2, X-Men United, opening weekend.
Did anyone to the side of you, like, see you guys?
I have no, I don't.
Opening weekend?
Yeah, dude, it was the stupidest.
What
she
the
was
hell?
So fucking determined, and I was like, this doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? Like, but she was so determined to
was
just
get it. Was
she
wearing a dress?
Yeah, she was wearing a dress.
Was she your girlfriend?
She was my girlfriend, yeah.
Dude.
Very weird.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
It was odd.
I almost lost it when I was 15, right? To this girl I was dating when I was, like, my first, I guess, like, real girlfriend. And back up until that point, all we ever did was just go down on each other. Because we were also super religious back then, so we were like, okay, let's.
This doesn't count.
Yeah,
I love that. I love this doesn't count while I shove a cock down my throat. I love that shit.
I also thought anal didn't count.
Yeah. I love that.
You're not the first person I've heard
She's like,
that.
Hey, listen, I'm very religious. Please just fuck my butt
exactly.
until you come. Like, give me a break.
Well, you're told.
Sounds absurd.
You're only told sex. You're not told the other things.
But I love it.
You're like, I guess this is okay.
It's
God
all
likes
like,
this.
It's all like the religious technicalities that you make excuses.
Listen, I'm very religious. Please bend me over and smack my ass until I come. But don't go in my vagina,
please,
right?
Please. That's sacred.
No. Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love that God's up there and he's watching and he's like, better
that's
not,
okay.
You better not get in the vagina. Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. Wreck that ass, though.
it's crazy because I just remembered we would, like, the only times we would have time to hook up was before youth group.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, youth group was
before
on
youth group.
Every Wednesday night. So I would stay at her place after school and then we would go to, you know, church afterwards at night. And so there would be times when, like, I remember one time I had just got done, like, going down to her on the couch. And immediately, like, right after she, like, had her orgasm, she was like, oh, my God, we have to pray. We have to ask for forgiveness right now.
Beautiful.
That was the first time that you guys?
No, it was just one of the times.
Oh,
you know,
so every
did
other
you pray?
Time?
Oh, yeah, we prayed. And then I was like, oh,
you
okay.
You prayed with, like, you know, vagina juices on your coming down your chin and shit? I love it. People are full
dude.
Of shit. I absolutely love it.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's
I know. But I almost lost it to her. But here's the thing. Like, towards the end of when I knew I was going to break up with her, like, I knew. I was like, I don't want to be this girl anymore. But I was kind of trying to find a way to break up with her. And so we were still hanging out and stuff. So she was, like, on top of me, and she was in her, like, little, like, her skirt, and she was trying to, like, put my junk in her junk. Like, she was trying to have sex.
Yeah.
And this was, like, would have been our first time, but in my head I was like, I don't want to lose my virginity to you because I knew I was going to break up with her. And, like, at that point, I didn't even think she was, like all that attractive anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was just kind of, like, I was like, ah. So I kept, like, wiggling out. Like, every time she was about to put it in, I would, like, wiggle out, and she's like, I don't know what's going on, it's not working. I'm like, I don't know, dude, I don't know, man.
I don't know, weird.
Let's not even do it. Yeah. I don't know.
It's I'm
not,
slipping and sliding.
I'm just slipping around in there. I don't know. Never mind. And then, you know, I eventually just broke up with
you
her.
You killed the moment.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And then you waited
then
four
when
more
you
years.
Broke up with her, were you like, and now we pray? That's what I would do.
I was like, yeah, just instead of opening your legs, let's open the Bible.
Yeah.
And
right?
let's make that our night.
I sound like such a princess, like a snob compared to the way that you guys lost your virginity.
X-Men 2, X-Men United on the floor.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
No, I needed, okay, not only all that protection, so we made sure to go to Planned Parenthood. I got on the pill. I also got condoms. I also got spermicidal lube. Then
Holy
I got,
God.
I worked at a restaurant connected to a hotel, so I got one of the 18-year-olds. I was 16. So I got one of the 18-year-olds to rent one of the hotel rooms for us because we got a discount.
Well,
so
that's
I
cute.
Just, yeah.
You it was fumigated our, it. You had it checked for roaches.
It was our anniversary.
You laid down plastic.
Aww. So we were together for 1 year, a whole year. We did a lot of 69ing, but not sex.
Right.
I love kids, man. Yeah.
We're like, this is totally fine.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then so it was in a hotel room on our anniversary with all that protection. And we got the person I got to get the hotel room, she also like hooked up a bottle of champagne for us.
Damn, underage drinking.
Yeah.
Underage drinking.
And well, so then it was it was like, you know, this she's like, this'll help you relax because you have to be relaxed for it to happen. Because I had tried two other times and it just would not go in because I was not relaxed. And I brought my brother's PS2 and I was playing 8 Mile in the background.
Are you serious?
You would.
Are you serious?
Chinese food. Yeah, it was the best. Everything
you
was
are
set
a princess.
Up. It was like, we are set.
And you like said Eminem's name.
And the sex wasn't good, right?
Well, okay, so he tried and again, it was way too tight.
And you're like, dude, you only have one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
That's right.
Opportunity.
I was like, lose yourself.
Mom spaghetti, you asshole. Get
it
in here.
I'm trying to lose myself. Yeah. It wasn't working and we were getting really frustrated. So we decided, okay, let's just not do it. And then he was just kind of like joking around like, ooh, this feels so good. And just like, you know.
Joking around?
Yeah, joke. Like pretend.
On your
pretend
first time?
Humping. Like it was like pretend humping. Like since we couldn't go all the way, he was just trying to make the best of it and be like, ooh, this feels so good. Oh, I'm so, you know, into this. And just like kidding.
Yeah.
You're so jealous.
What are you talking about?
It was fun. It was like a relaxed time.
Fun. Oh, you made it sound like it's not.
No, he was like, he felt bad because I was like, I'm so sorry that like, it didn't happen for us. Like, I really wanted it to work and I was like crying and stuff. He's like, no, it feels good. Like, ooh, yeah, this feels
so
good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He was comforting you.
Yeah, he was just like, no, look, it's great. I love this. It's better.
It's way better.
Yeah, yeah. And then like, as he was like making me like comforted and,
oh,
and
you relaxed.
Laugh. Yeah, I relaxed and then it actually went in. And then I was like, whoa. That's what it feels like.
Was it for you? Was it one of those, oh my God, this hurts so much? Or
yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
It hurt a lot, but then it started feeling good hurt.
Like
which still happens.
During that first
honestly.
Session? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was the best sex you've ever had, right?
It was the best sex I ever had. I couldn't go back. Nothing ever will compare to it.
God damn.
But yeah, it was short too, because like, you know, they come really fast.
That happens, dude.
And
I'm going to get better though. You'll see.
Like just hurt for a day. After, like, you know, because it's just you're not used to anything going up there.
Right.
Guys were in high school would be like, but, like, don't you put tampons in there?
Don't you
like,
put a bicycle
isn't
seat up there, bud?
Like, having a dick seat. Up there your whole day? It's like,
oh, guys.
Is your dick this big?
I know, right. We're so stupid. I love how dumb we are. I absolutely love it.
We just don't know anything about anything.
But we think what we know what the girls are going through and shit. I love it. I love that age and being like, don't you guys, like, put hairbrushes in there and shit? We don't know anything.
Can't you, like, sneak drugs up there?
Right.
I remember...
It's like a pocket.
You telling your crazy movie story, just, like, and I was tripping because it sounds so crazy, but I you just reminded me that I also almost lost it but didn't lose it in a library. This is my senior
How?
Year. Oh, great. Man, this is
hey,
dude.
Not many people there. Or was it a packed house? Was it opening night?
Opening night. No, there was – okay, so this is my senior year, so I'm, like, determined to, like, lose it, right? And I was at the library doing, like, research on a computer. This is before, like, you know, everybody, like, just had, like, laptops and shit at their house. And there's this girl that I didn't know from another school who was, like, sitting next to me at this – at the little computer lab. And
this is like a porn.
Yeah, totally.
This is awesome.
And she was in, like, it was, like, a Catholic school. She was in a little skirt.
Oh,
it
my
was,
God.
Yeah, it was hot. And so we kind of started, like, flirting for whatever reason. And then she was like, let's kiss right now. I was like, okay. And then so, yeah. And then she was like.
So businesslike.
Yeah. She was like, what if I kiss you right now? I was like, all right, let's kiss. And we kissed. And then we ended up just like walking in the library, making out. And like I was like feeling on her butt and stuff. We talked about how we were both virgins, blah, blah, blah. She said she had never given head before. And I was like, all right, well.
You're like, today's the day.
Yeah. I was like, let's.
Tonight's the night.
What do you think we
do
it. Try
it
out?
Yeah, let's figure it out.
So we went to the little abandoned. Like the stairway. No one really uses
the abandoned
stairway.
Part of the library.
Yeah. This is a porn.
That's great.
Basically, dude. So we were sitting on the stairs, and at first, like, okay, this is an intricate part of the story. Okay, this is an important detail. It sounds like it's just graphic for no reason, but it's important. So like, so at first she's like, yeah, like okay, finger me on the steps or whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And then she's like, okay, try putting like a second finger in there. I'm like, okay, cool, man. Hey, cool, that sounds good. And then she's like, okay, maybe try three. And I was like, oh, shit, that feels like a lot of fingers, but okay, whatever. So, and then we did that, and then
put your fist in there. Get your whole fist in there.
Put your whole head in there.
Yeah. I like this girl.
So, and then she gave me a head for a little bit. She tried that out. She, like, maybe for, like, 30 seconds.
She's like, I don't like this.
Yeah, she's like, no, yeah, exactly. She's like, oh, yeah, okay, it's all right. And then we tried to have, like, actual sex, but it was too tight, you know? Like, yeah. So she's like, oh, it hurts, never mind. So yeah. I was like, okay, cool, that was that.
You're in the library on the stairs.
In the library on the stairs, but it was, like, the doors were closed and shit, you know? Okay. Like, people weren't, like, going up and downstairs. So, and then my dad took her home because she didn't have a ride. Never saw her again, ever, okay?
Whoa.
Ever, ever again. So I get to school that Monday, and I'm telling all my homies this story, and I'm like, yo, guess what happened? Library, three fingers, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's tripping out. They're like, oh, my God, I can't believe that happened, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, cool.
She's a ghost.
No. Yeah, your buddy's like, dude, we got a security camera. It's just you. You're fucking nothing.
Just putting three fingers.
We can see like, it. You're fist in the air.
This girl's been dead for 15 years.
You find her in that old library thing, the old gray thing where they have all these old articles.
Yeah, the slideshow.
Yeah, there's a picture of her like 1920s garb.
She's the horny ghost in the library.
So I go to my history class, and Miss Shigemitsu, she used to always be like, hey, let's do a free write. Just write about what happened this weekend, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, okay, so Tay, you know, write about what you did this weekend. Maybe you went to, you know, Disneyland. Maybe you went to dinner with your family. Maybe you went to the Cerritos Library.
Maybe you had sex in a library.
No, yeah. She's like, maybe you went to the Cerritos Library. And I was like, hmm. And she like looked right at me and she said,
oh.
Yeah, and I was like,
your teacher.
My teacher. And I was like, huh. I'm like, whatever. Coincidence.
Uh-huh.
I'm writing just about my weekend loosely. And
you're writing around your weekend, exactly.
So she's like, and if she approves of what you're doing and she sees you just writing a lot, she used to stamp it. She walked by your desk, she would stamp it.
Okay.
So she walks by, she's like, hmm. And she stamped it once, and then she goes, stamps it twice, and she stamps it three times.
Whoa.
Like, specifically.
That's
like,
dope,
three
right?
Times.
That's good.
It was like.
It was like she was trying to say, like, I know what you did.
Yeah. No, because she was saying she knew about the three fingers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, so cryptic.
Yeah. And I immediately, it was like. So then after class, she's like, Tim, can you stay after class? I'm like, okay.
No.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, Miss Shigemitsu? What do you know? You know, and she's like, Tim. She's like, you just can't be hanging out with those types of girls at the library. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? Who is she talking to? And then my drama teacher comes in, and I'm really cool with both these teachers, my history teacher and my drama teacher. He comes in, he's like, Tim, I forget what he says, but he's like, blah, 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 blowjob at the library. I was like, oh my God. I didn't find out till years later, just like one of the homies was like, yo, guess what happened to my drama teacher? And then he told my history teacher, and that's why she was messing with me.
I thought they had some kind connects of, in the
yeah,
library.
They're gonna roll you.
Dude, I was thinking the same shit. I was like, were there cameras?
Yeah.
Right. Did somebody like tell my teachers from the library? But no. A homie told the teacher.
Oh my
Who
God.
Who tells the teacher?
And when a teacher like goes up and flirts with the idea of knowing about that.
Yeah, what a narc, dude. What a loser. What's that guy's name? Let's put him on blast forever.
Who knows?
Forget that guy, man. You don't narc to a teacher about what the hell is that?
Dude, when I gave my first blowjob, I was so prepared because I didn't.
Of course you were.
I didn't have a boyfriend till I was 15, and like not even like a fake boyfriend. You know, when you're in sixth grade and you're like, "That's my boyfriend," and it's not like a real relationship. I didn't even have like one of those until I was 15, and that was my first real relationship. But in the meantime, I was, like, obsessed with boys, you know. I'm, like, I thought I was dating this guy online who lived in Philadelphia. I might have given away our home address to him, sent a Christmas card.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
I got into a lot of trouble for that. Anyway, I was, like, well, I got to be prepared because blowjobs are, like, a big deal. Like, a guy will like you a lot if you know how to give a good blowjob.
I mean, that's
so
true.
So I, like, researched.
Very, very true.
I researched the best way to give blowjobs, and, like, I gathered all this information. And so then when I –
Where
first
did you
time,
research?
On
you
Google.
The
on the internet.
On the internet, oh, okay. Yes. I was using the internet a
yeah,
lot back
good.
Then. But Google wasn't that good. Like, I also tried to research how to masturbate for a female. And
Ask
they,
Jeeves.
Jeez would hook it up.
Where to go.
Jeez taught me how to jerk off.
They don't teach you how, as a female. Like, well, as a male, it seems pretty easy. Like, it's pretty straightforward what you do. But as a female, they're like, oh, you got to put fingers up there. I'm like, ew, I don't like that. I, like, don't like the feeling of fingers in there. They don't even talk about the clitoris at all.
Really?
Like, well, back then.
Right.
Internet today is much better. But this was, I'm talking,
this was like GeoCities and Angel Fire and shit.
This was like 20 years ago internet. So Google had just been invented. They hadn't, like, collected all the information from the entire universe yet. So it was just, like, diagrams. Like, not even videos yet because YouTube wasn't even available.
It was like sex ed.
No. It was just, like, yeah, it was, like, sex ed. And then I ended up having to learn how to masturbate from an internet predator, like, a sexual predator that who was a girl, supposedly. She would talk about how she's, like, lesbian and, like, was teaching me how to masturbate.
Oh, no. Yeah,
through,
no, I was a guy for sure.
Through that. But, yeah,
no,
that's how I had to learn.
No, that's so interesting because when I first discovered, like, how to actually, like, jerk off, right, I totally was online looking up different ways to do it because I was just, like, obsessed. You know what I'm saying? I was doing it all the time. And there was a website called jerkinworld.com that I went to back in the day.
Jerkinworld.
Yes, and they would have tips on, like, try this, like, try it with, like, a banana peel or whatever the fuck. And
then, shout out to Jerkinworld real quick.
Shout out to Jerkinworld. And then there was also – but they had a sister website called Jillinworld for girls with tips.
Less popular.
No, I'm tripping. It was Jackinworld and Jillinworld.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Jack and Warren. Okay.
Yeah.
Less of a ring to it, but yeah, it works.
Yeah. So that's that. And I also, like, Googled tips on, like, when I started, like, going down on my, like, my first girlfriend that I went down on, Googled lots of tips.
See, Asians, man. We got to know what we're doing.
I never did any of this.
No?
Shit they don't tell you. Because people don't tell you. It's shit they don't tell you.
Yeah.
But
I just,
like,
figured it out. I communicated.
And I'm sure you were really good about it.
I was the man.
You were, like,
best
really
of all
good
time.
When
I'm the goat.
I mean, communication is the key.
Well, the first time I gave a blowjob, he said it was the best one he'd ever gotten.
Yeah, but he had one and a half by then.
Probably. Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, I learned by just communication. It was just like, do you like this? How's this? What's this like?
Mm-hmm.
That's your best bet.
Yeah, it is. Because each girl is completely different. Each guy and girl they're all completely different. So what works on one girl definitely might not work on the next girl.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely dated guys who are like, I'm so good at this. And then they try it on me. And I'm like, that's not.
Those are the best guys on the earth.
Yeah.
They're the greatest guys on the earth. Guys who are like, I crush pussy and then know how to work pussy are like experts at sucking dick only, in my opinion.
No, it's just that they might have pleased their old girlfriend for like 5 years doing the exact same way.
Because she didn't know any better either.
Yeah. And like, girls'
or
vaginas
she liked
are different.
That. They're different.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is, you think they're all the same. That's the biggest.
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
I there was a girl who seemed like she was really, like, just proud about her head giving skills.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she started, I was like, hey, don't do that. That hurts.
Yeah.
And she thought I was like kidding, and she kept doing it.
Was she using teeth?
She did it in a way that it got toothy.
Oh.
Or like she thought like just being really aggressive was like hot.
Unacceptable.
And I had to like it got to the point where you just kind of have to. Hey, like, grab him by the hair, like, stop, please.
That's a bad.
I said no.
Yeah.
You're bad.
It's like, hey, I can't. Because, you know, when you first say, hey, that hurts, it's like, you don't want to, you're kind of chuckling.
You're trying to keep the mood going.
Right.
Yeah.
So I can understand why she maybe thought I was, like, just messing around. But I was like, no, ouch, please, don't do this anymore.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all dicks are different, too. Like, I like a nice, shallow blowjob. I don't like the deep stuff. Like
you don't, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, you don't.
I like it,
that's
I like
weird.
I like it barely in there, just very shallow.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah,
that's much easier.
No, I think all dicks are the same, but I think vaginas are a completely different story.
But you know, I didn't know there were no tips on how to give hand jobs. Like, so, like, I didn't know. That you
utilize the foreskin.
The skin,
yes. Girls
didn't
don't know
about that.
That.
My boyfriend had to show me on his wrist like this. I'll never forget. He's like, go like this.
She's grabbing her wrist.
I'm grabbing my wrist and pulling just the skin around the bone.
It's a difficult thing to explain because, like, a lot of guys will even tell you, like, hey, man, I don't even use lube when I jerk off sometimes. It's just, you just utilize the foreskin properly.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's really all you need. You know, a lot of times I don't use lube when I'm jerking off.
I've never used lube
in
my life, I'm proud to say.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ever? Not
never.
Even out of curiosity?
You're proud to say? You're like, I've never
I am.
I
can stand
I
on Mount.
I make my own lube.
That's right. On Mount, I'm judging you and say that I have
you're
never
better
done
than
that.
Everyone.
That's right. Thank you.
It's definitely less messy if you can do it that way.
Yeah, that's what I prefer too, you know? It's like, because like girls don't know about the foreskin stuff and they mess up.
Are you saying you know how to jerk dick better than girls?
For sure.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. It's rare when you find a girl that can give like a good hand job, you know, or else you got to be like, hey, could please make sure it's as lubricated as possible, or else because they do the you know, it'll be a rough transition from shaft to head, which can hurt if you don't know.
If you're trying to like,
yeah.
Agreed. Nobody says this. Thank God. Nobody says this anymore.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a, in terms of hand job, it's kind of, you would prefer to just kind of just do your own thing. And like, it's like,
you're like, that's my territory.
Can we play a board game instead? Yeah.
If I were to go back and tell myself one thing about sex, I think it would be to just make it more about the intimacy. Because I think when I started, I made it more about the guy. I made it more about getting him off. Mm. And like that, it wasn't supposed to be that pleasurable for me. Like, just like,
I think you nailed it. I think that's
correct. It's about getting the guy off. And I think we're kind of taught that. I mean, like, not taught it, but like you're not taught as a female to enjoy it as much.
Really?
It's, like, all movies are all about, ooh, the girl is sexy, and then so the guy will like it. And it's,
oh yeah,
it's
porn
never,
is too. It's like, just get the guy off.
Yeah,
and
it's never.
And then,
mean,
and then get thrown out of a van.
It's getting better, like with the woman speaking up now, you know, about women empowerment and stuff. It's getting better, but like I for sure thought when I started that it was all about like the only
pleasure.
You know
how many guys are listening to this right now, being like, man, all I would do is get you off. I don't even need to come. Oh, are you kidding me, dude? I don't even need it, man.
I had read so much about how it's not common for girls to come during sex anyway, like until you're in your 30s or whatever. So I was like, okay, so the pleasure really is just that I'm pleasuring him.
You know what? Like, I feel like that statistic isn't because of like your 30. I feel like it's just because when you're older women, you're more comfortable with like your body and with just like sex in general. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel
and
like
you know what you like.
Yeah, because a lot of young girls when they first start having sex, like I remember trying to go down on girls back then and then being like, I'm not even, this is, no, I don't like that because I don't want you down there, because they were self-conscious of how they're like, their vaginas looked, you know, or their vulvas looked. The vulva's the outside.
Oh, yeah. It can be pretty interesting.
Even, like, I would get scared because I didn't know, like, I felt like I should come faster, you know, like, I felt like it was taking too long. So then I would just be like, you know what, never mind. Mm. You know, it's not.
Never mind is like the most shameful feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The you know what, never mind is honestly the like darkest and saddest I think I've felt.
But I,
when
it's
you
like,
get a you know what, never mind, you're like, oh, fuck.
But it wasn't them. I was embarrassed I was taking too long, even though that's stupid too. Like, you're not taking too long. But it was hard to relax and like be okay with how long it takes or whatever.
Yeah, no, totally. I think, well, there's also like, I feel like there's always a lot of pressure on dudes because we're supposed to be the ones to like,
to bring it.
To make girls come. Mm. You feel me? Because like a guy's going to jizz regardless.
so then it actually.
We'll bust into a fucking glove.
But then what happens is it reverses the pressure because girls want you to feel good. Mm. So then they're like, I'll just fake the orgasm. So then he doesn't feel bummed out so that he's not, you know, he's already feeling so much pressure.
Right.
And he really wants me to come really bad, and that's so sweet, so I'll just fake it, and he feels good.
Mm, I would definitely much rather have a girl be like, hey, you know what? It's like, for me, right? It's like, hey, you know what? It's not going to happen for me right now. Just, like, do your thing.
Oh, yeah. Rather that than, like, the, yo, why won't you just come already? Like, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
The idea that a guy would
that's
do that is
so
amazing.
Scary to
right?
me.
Isn't that
I
scary?
Would get scared.
I love it. Yo, what's going on? I'm bringing it. Hello?
Well, you don't like this massive dick?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, on that note, we got to go to an ad break.
Sure.
But we will be right back. I hope you're enjoying this break, and also hopefully you're subscribed to CastBox, because although you can listen to our podcast anywhere you get your podcasts, we think CastBox is really cool.
Listen, everywhere else is the Walmart of podcasts, but this is the mom and pop shop. Great people. Go there because there's great people.
Just a great app, a solid app, a 5-star app. Speaking of ratings, if you could just rate and review our podcast, it really helps people find us. We love you for that. I love you. Like,
if you're too
we'll
cool
give you a
to
piece
click,
of my heart.
That's pretty cool. I will say that's really cool, but it really does help.
Please do it. Please
just
like
click the
just
thing.
Please like us.
Shit They Don't Tell You is sponsored by the Church of Scientology. God bless L. Ron. Welcome back.
Hubbity bubbity.
Yeah, right? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints sponsored this podcast. No, they didn't.
ChristianMingle.com.
Yeah, exactly right.
Welcome back from that great ad break. Thank you, L. Ron Hubbard. for that. So now let's get into your life right now. You're about to get married.
I am about to get married in August. Yeah, that's coming up.
Coming up.
Depending on when this releases. Or, yeah, it was a great wedding.
if this... Damn. Exactly. You have no faith in us, Doc. That's no faith.
I just don't know your upload schedule.
No, I get it.
Damn. How long have you and she been together?
We have been together for... officially, it will be 6 years.
Do you ever say chia?
Only in bed.
You should.
Yeah.
No. You should get it in the rotation.
That's why she locked you down.
That's what she was like. Oh my God, you're the first person to ever say this joke to me. You're the one for me.
You think I'm the first guy? Say chia.
Don't try to steal her.
Right.
She's listening to this. She's getting turned on.
She's like, oh wow.
She's like, oh my God, he thought of that too.
Oh wow. Look at that luscious head.
I really didn't look around enough.
Look at that luscious hairline.
So you guys have been together for 6 years and you're getting married, you're tying the knot.
Mm-hmm. Did she make you? Did she make you?
No.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Because she's been ready for the proposal for like, I want to say like 3 years into it.
Oh, so she made you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really like shit or get off the pot.
Sure.
Like she's a grown woman. She's like,
well, you know, she made it known that she was, I mean, and we were always kind of discussing, you know, early on, like, but for me it was like, I just kind of really wanted to feel like I knew 100% that this is what I wanted at this point in time, you know. And it was no rush. She was never rushing me. Of course, we always had people like, you know, my parents especially, like asking, hey, like, you should just not even get married, but like, you should just make a baby already. That's all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My parents were like, don't even get married. Just give us the kid. Just give
really?
Them,
you never hear that.
Yeah, I know. My parents were just thirsty for that grandkid, man. Yeah. They wanted
they want
it so bad.
Are you an
grandpa
only
life?
I'm an only child.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's why.
And I would be like, dude, I want to like travel. I want to like get stuff done. They'd be like, go. Just leave the kid with us and go travel. Go do your thing. But I'm like, no.
That's
let me just,
tight.
Let me
I
do
wish
it.
I had that set
that
up.
Is tight.
They just really wanted the grandkid. And once they knew that things were serious with Chia, they're like, okay, what are you waiting for? Do it. Do it.
Debt.
Right.
Yeah, debt. Just debt.
What are you waiting for, pussy?
Yeah, debt is tied for you, pussy. So she was like, you know, we were talking about it. So she wasn't necessarily even subtle. You know, it was like, hey, here's pictures of rings that I like. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't she put one on reserve at the ring shop?
Well, yeah, that's what she did.
She made you. I knew it.
No, it's not a making. It's just like, hey, it's just there, so it made it easy for you.
Yeah, like, but any guy who's been in a 6-year relationship, like, and now they're getting, you know, come on, there's a lot of pressure.
There's a little pressure. Well, here's what's funny.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Right.
Well, with the rings, it's funny because, like, okay, yeah, long story short, she basically was like, hey, whenever you're ready, I went to this ring shop in LA. I told them who you are and your name and my name. They know what I like. So whenever you're ready, just walk up in there and then you make some last final decisions.
See,
and
I think
that's what
that's
I like.
Nice.
Do you think when you went and you went in there, right?
Yeah, and I did.
And they had it all hooked up for you.
Yeah, well, I emailed a lady and I was like, hey, I'm, you know, Chia's fiance Tim. Like, I know you have
like,
my
well,
not
Mr. Delegato.
Yet.
Yeah. And then do you think after you left, they called Chia and like, it's a go?
I don't think so, but I also don't doubt that. You
know
what
I'm
saying?
Think so.
Yeah.
See, I think that's nice because then you don't have to worry at least about, like, will she like the ring?
There was less pressure because after finally looking at rings, I was like, shit, there's so much don't know.
Yeah.
And I felt there was definitely less pressure in choosing. I was like, okay, at least I know that she definitely likes this.
You
never
this
know
guy,
until
this
get
guy's
it.
Blind, so he almost picked out a diamond that was completely cloudy and like not good, and
thank
he went with
God
his sister.
My sister was there, man. Yeah, my sister and my mom. My mom helped out too, and yeah, because I was like, you know, you want the bigger diamond, right? So I was like, well, this has to be a carrot at least, or I'm an asshole. Like that was my whole thing, because the diamond industry has like beat
programmed
it into my
you.
Head over the years, right? So then I'm
bigger
like,
is
and Nate was even there, and so I was like, I gotta get a freaking carrot, full carrot. And so I'm looking at this one, and my eyes aren't that great. So I was like, oh yeah, this is a full carrot. It's like real big looking and everything. And my sister's like, dude, it's cloudy as fuck. Like you don't want this ring at all. You want to get like something like this, and they're showing me the better ones.
Dude,
so,
they all look the same to us, though.
They all look the same, dude.
Yeah,
I don't even
completely.
Know. The cut is more superb, and I'm like, what the hell? It all looks the same cut to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, this cut's more like precious cut or this one's more yeah. of a super cut. I don't know.
It just yeah. makes it more sparkly depending on how the cut is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Man, I had no idea what any yeah. of that was. So I'm glad it was all kind of like laid out for me.
Yeah.
You know?
She did you a solid.
Definitely did me a solid. And then after that, well, what's funny is speaking of like the pressure of it, because I went in. She didn't know when exactly I really like went in to get the ring because I had it for like months before.
Mm-hmm.
And no, and after she told me that she went to the lady in L.A., the ring lady, I didn't go for like a good year and a half. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then after I got the ring, I was waiting. And then there was one day she kind of kept bringing it up. Like 1 week. She was like kind of in her feels a lot. And she
yeah.
had been like a bunch of her clients. She does like nails and pedicures and shit like that. Was like had just got engaged. And she was all like – she kept bringing it up. And I was like, dude, okay, honestly, can you stop bringing it up so I can – feel like I'm surprising you.
Sure. Yeah.
And I was like, just chill out. And I promise you, it's gonna happen.
She's like, but the ring lady called me. She said you got it 8 months ago, you asshole.
Man, shit. So then like maybe like a couple months after that is when I like kinda set everything up and
what was your move? What'd you do?
What'd I do?
Yeah.
Well, so we were in we were gonna be going to Toronto for like a little family reunion she had, because she doesn't live in Toronto, but a lot of her family does. And so Toronto just happened to be where we like officially met and kissed for the first time at this theater that I had a show at. And she went to the show, like, you know.
Show's called Stanky Old Booty,
Stanky,
I remember.
Stanky Old Booty Bitches, yeah.
yeah.
And so I told her that, hey, while we're in Toronto, there's going to be these people that I shot a movie with. They want to have a screening of it in Toronto since I'll be there. And then so she was like, okay, cool. So she knew to like dress up and shit like that and like get her makeup done and stuff. And I like told her like, hey, there's going to be like people getting behind the scenes for the DVD. That's why there's going to be like people following us with a camera for part of the night, whatever, whatever. And then
it's a good cover.
Yeah.
That's
thanks,
good.
Man, thanks. And then so because there's a bunch of shit I just had to think about that was
yeah.
suspicious, you know. So when we got in the Uber, it was going to the theater that I like we met at. And then I took her like behind through the back door, because I told her there's like too many fans in the front. And so we went through the back door, and then it was like dark, and we ended up on stage. And then when the curtains opened up, and then like her family was in the audience.
Oh, that's tight. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, thanks.
That's awesome.
Thanks. And then I, you know, I did the one knee and the
speech. Dude, that's
a little
tight.
Speech. No one even really heard the speech, though. Yeah. But yeah.
Mine was dumb.
Yeah, mine was really dumb.
Denny's, I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I love that.
You know,
that.
It was, that's where we met. We met at that Denny's, and so that's what I did.
Wait, how did you do it?
It was in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
That's cute.
It was on my birthday. No, it was great. I was just kidding.
Yeah, okay.
No, it was awesome. But the thing that tipped me off, because, well, one, I
thought I got away with
I know,
it clean,
and
too,
I
man.
Did the same thing where I was telling you, like, hey, you know, sometimes girls fake it so that the guy can feel better.
Uh-huh.
Well, I knew I wanted him to feel like it was a surprise. Also, if I let him know that I thought he was going to do it, I thought he was not going to do it.
Right.
Because out of being
and
stubborn.
I would have done
yeah, so I, like, totally pretended like I had no idea. But I told my mom beforehand. I was like, I think he's going to propose to me on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to Hawaii, my favorite place,
mm-hmm.
on my birthday.
Which island?
It was Oahu.
Sweet.
Which isn't my favorite island.
The
but,
Oahu island.
But I love Oahu still. Yeah. So it was great.
Yeah, no, and I had the ring at that point for like 7-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
So like yeah. you, I was like, oh shit, I hope she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
you didn't have that problem, but I was like, I hope she likes it, because I didn't even pick out the ring like standardly. Like I kind of had it made, where like I took one diamond, and then I was like, and I want it to go with this, and
right,
then they,
right,
they set it up. So I was like, shit, I don't know if it's. She, I hope she likes it. If it's.
But we were there for a week, and so I still didn't know what day he would do it if he was going to propose. But the thing that tipped me off was. We had been, so it was my birthday, and we had been out in the water all day, and he was all sunburned and stuff, and we had some reservations for dinner, but I was like, God, I'm so tired. I'm just going to go like this. And he's like, you don't want to dress up or anything? And I was like, oh, no, you know what? I'm going to dress up.
Yeah.
Because
that was a giveaway.
You would never question
what
you
were wearing.
If you were on vacation, like, he would never be like, you should dress up. He's never said that to me before.
That.
It's
That's
tough
true.
To have
Damn.
Smart yeah. girlfriends.
I know.
Because even Chia's...
She's bird smart, dude. She doesn't forget anything.
Oh, dude, it's so hard
like,
to surprise Chia, like, anytime. And even she told me, when I proposed, like, on the video, too, like, as soon as I get dropped down, she's like, I knew it. And she's crying. She's like, I knew it. And she said,
why do they have to say how they knew it? Why can't you just enjoy the moment?
I didn't say I knew it until, like, weeks later.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I let him... think
let him feel. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she just wants to, but they want you to know eventually that they beat you.
Well, right. Because he started bragging about it, and I was like, actually ask my
dumb
mom.
Ass. Yeah.
Well, she said she figured it out as we were pulling up to the theater, and she's like, oh, that's weird that, like, you know, she's like, I remember this theater.
She's like, there's no fans in the front.
Yeah, I know. Right?
I saw the front. There's literally zero people there.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no movie posters.
There was like nothing. But I was kind of banking on, like, oh, you know, it's just like, you know, a little internet movie. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Like, who knows where it's gonna go?
One of those shitty internet movies.
Right. Exactly. One of the usuals, exactly.
And it's also because, like, oh, and she said I was being weird, like, when we pulled up to the theater. Because she was like, isn't this theater? And I was like, oh, is it? What? And I was like, because I didn't know how to react, you know?
Yeah, I was scared the whole time, dude. Yeah. You're just sitting there scared
so
the whole time.
You're so cute.
Oh, come on. I was like, man. Oh, God.
You got nice and drunk first.
Yeah, that's hell true. Yeah. But man, it was pretty. And then I just did the whole. I wish I got a picture of it now.
Yeah.
Looking back, I wish I had gotten somebody to take a picture.
Yeah. Me too. I didn't. But that's kind of my fault because I'd always said I don't want it to be this big thing, like,
right,
in a public space where people are taking pictures and stuff.
Video,
like,
and
I wanted
shit
it to be like a sentimental moment
between
us.
No basketball
us
game screen for you guys.
Yeah. But then, you know, seeing Big Proposals, I'm like, I wouldn't mind it now, but like, but I just felt like it was, you know, really intimate. I do wish we had a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So now that you're getting married, though, mm-hmm, sex with one woman for the rest of your life. You ready for that?
Is that what marriage is?
Oh, well, unless you have an open marriage.
No, we do not.
Which is very socially acceptable now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I feel like, you know, nowadays it's like an emphasis on, you know, hey, do whatever what works for you, you know? I will not be doing that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, one woman for the rest of my life. I mean, I've been, you know, like, you know, we've been together for 6 years. I jack off a lot.
Yeah.
She's long distance.
Oh, yeah, so I want to talk about that, too. So she's moving here now.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how is that like? She's never lived here before.
Yeah, no, like, she hasn't been here for longer than, like, I mean, like, 2 weeks, maybe.
How did you deal with the lack of sex in between for that long, for 6 years?
I mean,
of her being
he's
long
so
distance
used to it, right?
Yeah, and she has her side dudes and, like, you know.
Yeah, good.
Nah, she, well, here's the thing, like, well, she works a lot.
Yeah.
You know, her days are, like, full days, you know, because she runs her salon. So
okay,
it's like
she's the boss.
She'll be there from, like, I don't know, 9 a.m. to, like, 8 p.m. and then just come home and be so tired she just goes to sleep, you know? That's what she tells me anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And then her phone doesn't work intermittently.
Right. And then somehow she falls asleep from,
like,
6
p.m.
She's
like, oh, Canada phones, you know.
But, yeah, she's just I think we just kind of have, like, a routine of how that works now, you know.
Yeah.
Like, she made a funny joke the other day. Like, I was like, she had just gone to Mexico with her family, and we see each other, like, every month, you know.
Okay.
And so we, you know, she came to LA, and we're about to get freaky. It's about that time. And then she's like, okay, now go. Now she's like, easy now. It's been 3 whole days for me. And I was like, ha.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
And then we cried.
Did she get off the plane and you guys fuck, like, immediately?
No, you know, she just kind of, like, no. Usually she's like, she's so tired, you know, after a day of flying. Like, so we just kind of, like, we chill.
Do you think you'll have more sex married with her living here or less sex? Because before it was, like, guaranteed sex when she comes to LA.
I think it'll be the same amount in compared to the amount in the week, but, like, it'll just be more because it'll be that week 4 times a month.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Are you guys doing kids and all? You know yet?
Well, here's the thing. Originally it was like, hey, let's get married, let's you know, kind of enjoy our time.
You just bought
for
a house
a few years, just bought a house, and nice. It's like, let's just kind of be married for a few years and enjoy that. But then recently she's like, hey, you know, I'd love to. She's like, I wouldn't mind being pregnant by the time I'm 30. And, like, she just turned 29. So,
oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah, okay.
So 1 year?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I wouldn't be, honestly, man, if she got pregnant, like, now, I wouldn't be, like, mad.
Right.
I'd be like, okay.
And with that setup that you have with your parents, like, it won't be as cumbersome as you guys trying to tackle it on your own. Like,
right,
if you have built-in babysitters.
Yeah, because they're, you know, they're so just ready to just do that.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, like it. That's so cool.
And I get that house, so it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in the right zone.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready.
What is there one thing that Gia does that, like, you're like, oh, this girl's the one?
Here, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
How I knew right off the bat. This was probably, like, the first night.
6 years ago. Going back 6 years ago.
Going back to six. No, this is going back to 7 years
you sure, ago. You sure, man.
going back 7 years ago because we had like a kind of an open thing for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
But like the first night we kind of spent the night together, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go poo. And she was like, okay. And her non-reaction, I was like, this chick is cool. Because like she didn't like crack up. She didn't get grossed out. She's like, all right, cool. And I was like, damn, this is the one.
Wow. The standards were through the fucking roof.
Well, because holy hell. That's so rare, dude. You know, I feel like so many other girls would like be like gross. I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. Or wow, really?
You're I want to be at your that? Wedding and you're holding a microphone to your face. And you're like, and then I said, okay, I'm going to go poo. And then you get choked up and you're like, and that's when I knew.
That's when I knew. Well, honestly, man, I debate putting that in the.
What a beautiful story.
It's true.
Jesus.
It's all real. True.
Make you know? Up something else.
No, it's real.
And just make it up.
And it's telling. Yeah. It represents God. So much, Steve.
You're going to tell this to your kid and they're going to be like, wow, okay, standards like as low as possible.
They're going to be like, wow, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That,
like... Yeah, because I feel like Tim always just says whatever. And so some people that don't know him or like aren't used to that type of conversation, they might be kind of shocked.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like you have a really casual way of talking about taboo things.
Right.
Like, I'll never forget 2 years ago, we were on a rooftop in Singapore, uh-huh. and you started talking about like, I just had anal for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
you're like, I was like, you should propose on your 1 year anal anniversary, but don't tell her that that's what it is.
That's, you know, that's like, and it wasn't even like a proud conversation because it wasn't like,
no, it was just like casual.
Yeah, it wasn't like, because it wasn't like a successful situation either. It was just kind of like, hey, yeah, so this happened. But you guys are my buddies. I can talk to you about that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why I knew she was dope and I knew she was special because it was like, she wasn't phased, you know?
Yeah.
And like, even like, you know, we'll be around, like other people and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you guys talk like that to each other. And I'm like, oh, but this is what we do. This is love.
Do you guys do that thing where like, will you are pooping and she'll get ready in the same bathroom?
Yeah, but my door's closed usually, but we do like, you know, we'll open the door to say,
oh, there's like a door that separates the toilet from the, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's necessary.
I think so too.
I don't like the we're talking to each other pooping thing.
Yeah. I don't, you know,
I don't like it.
She really wants, like when we're at hotels and stuff, like we're on vacation and we're in bathrooms where there's no separator. She really wants to be in the room while I'm pooping.
What? Why?
She's like, just let me be in the room. And
why?
I'm like, I don't
hear
know.
Your voice under duress.
She's like, babe, we're gonna get married. I'm like, can we save something for marriage? Let this be our special thing. You know.
She wants to hear you talking. Like, yeah, honey, absolutely. Dude, like, I guess, what?
And pooping is so, it's my time. You know
it's
what I'm
sacred.
Saying? Yeah, I take my time. I really like relax and like, I just, it's for me.
It's a religious experience. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone in there on that. That's
I
my
don't
private
poop,
time.
I don't poop.
It's like meditation.
So I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You better not fucking poop.
I don't do it.
I better not find out that you poop. Swear to God.
Swear to God, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is the first time. This is the first time that I've ever taken a question from the audience.
Oh.
So if you have a question about topics, you can follow me on Twitter at Nikki Lima or Steve at SteveGreencom. We take questions from the email address podcast@nikki.limo. But I asked if they have any sex questions to email us this morning. And here's the first question. And I think the only question because
this
that's
is
what
a
we
first
have
time
right?
moment. This is a
but
big deal,
yeah,
folks.
This is a big deal because I didn't even think about doing this until recently. I'm like, well, yeah, why couldn't we just take from the audience? Anyway, so this is from Guillermo. Or no, wait, let's not say his name. Mark, you can
what's
cut that
last
out.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the first question. Hi, Nikki. I'm a guy and I have a lot of pubes and I don't like shaving them. I have heard different things from people. Some people say they hate pubes and some people say that they like them. My question is, how much do people really care about pubes? Should I stay hairy or be bald forever? Sincerely, a hairy boy.
What does it mean, be bald forever? Don't be bald forever. Just, you know.
You can trim. I think manscaping, if you're not comfortable with shaving all the time and you don't have a girl right now or a guy, whoever you're with, you don't have a partner telling you that they prefer you shaved, mm-hmm. just keep it like manscaped, trimmed.
I did a Twitter survey.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering the same thing.
I knew you'd have an answer
poll.
For this.
This is a scientific
yeah.
poll.
Because I've also heard different things from different girls. Like I had an ex who she couldn't come unless I was completely shaven. Because when she was on top, my pubes, like, she didn't like if it, like, was rubbing on her clit at all.
I don't like that either.
She needed just skin to skin. So she just shaved me one day in the shower. And for that
She shaved you?
She shaved me.
Like you're a fucking dog?
She was like, I'm going to shave you.
Wow. Some people think that's hot.
Yeah, because I had never done it before.
You think that was hot?
I was erect, yeah.
Yeah, but, okay.
All right.
Because you have to, like, tuck away and, like, pull it. Yeah. But, and then so for the longest, I was completely shaven, you know. And now, like, now it's like I just kind of trim. And I did a survey on Twitter, right? And I asked, like, girls, what do you prefer on a guy? Like, completely shaven, like, full bush, trimmed, or you don't care, you're just glad you're getting dick. Mm-hmm. The winners, like, almost equally were, I don't care, I'm just glad I'm getting dick, and trimmed.
Huh. Well, here's the thing. Funny always will get votes.
Well, yeah. So, basically, the winners.
So, how dare you? You weighted the poll. You put your thumb on the scale. Because I will always click the funny version always.
Well,
right?
I feel like that's also a real answer, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's true.
I'm a big believer in if you're a dude, like, you got to keep it. Like, I don't like extremists of any type or shape or form, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's about religion or whatever the hell. Or politics, and when especially when it comes to
pubes.
Right.
I don't like.
I hate those pubic extremists.
Yo, pubic extremists. It's like I got to go all out, like let it all grow out. I don't like that, mm-hmm. and I don't like the like. It's got to be completely fucking
bald
like
every time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Like it's got to be like wet glass. Like I don't like that.
Dude, I dated this guy who shaved everything. He shaved the hair on his head, his armpits, his legs, his everything.
You didn't date a guy.
That was too much.
Yeah, that's like
unless he's a swimmer.
No, he wasn't. He didn't even play sports. Right. Nothing.
So as a girl, you don't enjoy that.
I like it to be nice. Mm-hmm. And so I like
nice.
Yeah, I like it to be taken care of, like not all over the place and wiry and stuff. Just cuz it's just first of all, your dick looks bigger if it's trimmed or shaved, so that's a plus.
Little known fact.
So you'll like that. And then secondly, like if I'm going down there, it's usually less smelly if there's less hair.
Yeah.
And also it doesn't get stuck in your teeth or anything like that.
Yuck,
and I'm sure this goes
vice versa.
I'm not
eating for a day after this shit. Oh, my God.
I'm sure
that
goes vice versa, too. Mm-hmm. And so, I like it to be at least trimmed or shaved, but I don't dig the big bush.
Right.
At all.
Have some respect for yourself. Clean up after yourself, you animal. That's what I say.
I will say, though, I used to do – I liked the landing strip for girls. And I would trim it down, like, so it was just, like, that strip, you know? Because I heard different things from guys and girls, too. Or right. from guys.
About that.
About that, yeah. Some people were like, I don't want it to look like you're a preteen, so I don't want it to be, like, bald. And some people were like, oh, I like it that way.
Yeah.
You know, so it all depends on who you're with. But the reason I ended up shaving it off was because I got into an argument with an ex-boyfriend. And it was because he wasn't texting me back ever. I would text him and he wouldn't text back. Okay. And I was getting so frustrated because, like, there's just no communication. Like, he would never text back, like, right away, or it would take, like, an hour for him to text back every time. I'm like, what are you doing that it takes you so long to text back?
Mm-hmm.
And he made a promise that if I shaved that off, that he would text back right away.
Hilarious.
Great, what? Healthy relationship.
Wow. Really healthy move, yeah.
Yeah. And so I did that. And then he still didn't text back right away ever. But I ended up liking it that. So I mean, I kept it.
As a dude, I mean, back in the day, for sure, I was always like, yo, that I would prefer a completely shaven cooch.
Like, I always like to say, and I get in trouble for saying this, I like to say baby smooth.
Right.
Now, people don't like that terminology,
yeah,
I guess.
It's a terrible adjective.
But you know what? I stand by it.
Right.
Baby smooth.
What about hairy babies? I've seen some pretty hairy babies.
Yeah, how are you going to shame the hairy babies?
That's true. My bad, dude.
Mr. Baby Shaver.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, and there was, like, especially, I feel like it's the porn we grew up on, too. It's like, you always just kind of see everybody shaved, you know?
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And, because generation to generation, I feel like there's a gap. I actually had my mom ask me for advice on that one time. Because no one tells you. Right. And you're not allowed to talk about it.
Big shout out, Darcy Limo. Huge shout out.
You're not allowed to talk about it. It's almost like a very taboo topic. So, right. I mean, I appreciate you asking this, because I'm sure a lot of people out there want to know, like, should I be shaving this? Should I not? Like, I didn't know. But yeah, so
trim is the move.
Trim is the move. If you're a man, trim it up. Trim it on down.
And to your comfort level, you know, don't do something that you're uncomfortable with.
And you know, for girls, like bushes are kind of like have been on the comeback.
Yeah, they have been.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's hope we can beat it all the way back. Okay, let's march against it, folks.
Not beat around the bush, beat right through that bush.
That's right. Nice. That's right.
All
right,
so we're gonna wrap this episode up. Thank you so much for being here, Tim. Buddy. I feel like you were very informative.
Speaking of which, make sure you wrap it up, everybody.
there you go. You
know, unlike your first time.
Unlike my first time, because did you know there's a new form of untreatable gonorrhea that's been spreading?
What?
Mainly in, like, I think England and
dude,
I don't
you
know.
Kids are gross.
No, it's gross. And some other country, but it's untreatable because gonorrhea is usually one of those, like,
yeah,
those
yeah.
Yeah, like,
you can get a vaccine or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
They give you a little patch for your arm.
Yeah. New incurable untreatable gonorrhea.
What
so
the
wrap
hell?
It up.
How does gonorrhea spread?
Through sex.
Is it? Can you get it in a jacuzzi?
I don't
if you're fucking a jacuzzi.
No, I think so. The jacuzzi burns it up.
Yeah, it burns it up, right?
Yeah, it's science.
But yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being on. Be sure, if you're listening, be sure to rate and review us. It really helps us so we can get really cool guests like Tim on our podcast. And then also, if you ever have a question or a comment, something that you just learned that you wish you would have known beforehand, podcast@nikki.limo. We'd love to hear from you. And yeah, final thoughts?
Can you get gonorrhea from a blowjobs?
I think so.
If you have gonorrhea in your mouth?
One of those like
maybe?
Open source situations, I think.
Okay, shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Good to know.
Good final thought.
Oh, no, my final thought would be if your first time if you're one of the people who haven't had your first time yet and there's like a lot of pressure around it, man, don't fuck on the movie floor like this. It really does ruin
solid
it.
Solid advice.
It's not a good time.
Gonorrhea all over the floor.
But that's the problem with that age, right? It's because you have nowhere to go. Like,
for example,
I had a house full of kids. Like, I'm one of, like, four siblings or whatever.
We did a lot of car sex.
Yeah, so you have to have car sex. But then if you don't have a car, because I didn't get a car until I was 19, it's like, damn, dude, you got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
So you have to fuck, like, behind pizza parlors and shit.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. I did behind the Costco, in a car.
My parents didn't mind. I had girls over.
Yeah. Time. Oh, that's yeah. – oh, you're lucky.
Only kid, man. You had the lucky, buddy.
Yeah. My dad was just like, don't get anyone pregnant and, like, you know, wear a condom.
That's a good right. – that's good advice. Yeah. My final thought is just relax. I've always wanted to do that on a podcast.
What do you mean?
Relax.
Just say relax?
Yeah, relax.
In a whispery voice?
Yeah, like
– like a 1970s, like
talk
show.
Like a whispery host? Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, you're so dumb.
I was – but yeah, but no, relaxing is the only way you can actually open your vagina up to have sex. So there you go.
That's a really good tip.
I think so. Yeah,
just
for that tip. Yeah.
I don't like it. Why didn't anyone tell
me? Hey guys, I'm really excited to tell you about a cool new show called This Sounds Serious, a new CastBox creation. It tells a fictional murder story that involves twins, cults, and a Florida weatherman. It's a fake true crime podcast. I don't know how that is both, but it is. Delivers big on both laughs and story, and that's all you need to know. Each episode is about 25 minutes long, perfect for a commute or a road trip. If you're a fan of true crime and comedy, then you'll love the show. In fact, here's a clip.
This season on This Sounds Serious.
911, what's your emergency?
It's my brother. I think he's dead.
It was, quite possibly, the most confusing case I've ever been a part of.
Well, I guess I do have some splaining to do, because I did get my tips frosted.
We were way ahead of the boy band thing.
He joined a f***ing cult.
You are going to meet face to face with a murderer.
Plus, it's Florida. Everyone's a criminal there. It's like America's Australia.
Would you want to comb a mini horse?
Now, can you imagine trying to do the weather without saying thunder?
It looked like he was French kissing the waterbed.
Twins. Identical twins.
This Sounds Serious launches May 1st. Download it on CastBox or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a guy in my cult. He was like, hey, everybody, I think we should kill ourselves. And we were all like, yeah, okay, Todd, you go first.
This Sounds Serious is out now. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. So go do that. After this podcast, like wait for ours to be over and then go do it.